And welcome back to School Spirit on the Armor God Catholic Radio Network. This is Tom McNew. Robin Spencer joining me again. Thanks, Robin.
Welcome. Glad to be here.
We're going to pick back up with our deep dives into our local Catholic schools. And today we are focusing on St. Joseph's Catholic Academy here in Colleen. And Father Tim Nolt and Mr. Carlos Partida are here with us today. And they're going to tell us all the great and wonderful things that are going on here at St. Joseph's. So, Father and Mr. Partida, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
And for joining us here. So,
thank you, Tom.
Well, we would like to you guys to go ahead and do a proper introductions, if you don't mind. So, Father Tim, we know that you've joined us before, but just kind of let the folks know out there in listening land what who you are and when you came to be here and how it is to be a principal.
Sure. My name is Father Tim Nolt, and I am a priest here in the Diocese of Austin, now coming up on my 12th year, actually coming up to close my 12th year. I was ordained in 2013, so a bit of a later vocation, and I've been here at St. Joseph since the summer of 2023. So, so we have a parish school. St. Joseph is a parish school that was part of the founding of the parish, and our parish was founded in 1954, and the school is certainly been here since 1955.
Wonderful. Thank you. And I misspoke when I said you're the principal. I meant to say the priest that oversees the academy or a school within your parish. But now we have our lovely principal, Mr. Partida. If you could go ahead and let the people know about you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm Carlos Partida. This is my first year here at St. Joseph Catholic Academy. I have 24 years in the public sector, in public education, as a principal, assistant principal, actually, and also academic leadership specialist in Austin ISD. So my background has varied different experiences at very different districts, from Austin ISD to Round Rock ISD, Georgetown ISD, even Calhoun County ISD, even Giddings ISD. So all of that brought me here, and I guess people are wondering, why would you come from the public education to private education, especially specifically Catholic education? And it's my faith. My faith was pretty big, and that's the one thing that stood out that I never knew. And I never thought about marrying both loves of my life, my faith and, of course, education. That's what I've been in for quite a while now. And doing this, and this being my first year, I just love it. It's amazing. And I look forward to many opportunities that lie ahead and definitely all the different ways that I can improve here at St. Joseph, and definitely we're working together and one as a family, because I want to say something that really brought me here was the family atmosphere. In so many places, you hear about, oh, it's a family. And yes, there are pockets here and there, but here at this campus, it's everywhere. It's like it's the moment you step in, that's the one feel that I was drawn to once I got here. So I'm happy to be here, and I'm excited to, one, finish out this first year here at St. Joseph, but also to begin the next year. So I'm already thinking about, oh, what are some things I can do? Because I talked to Father Tim earlier about, oh, I just needed to be still when I first got here, because I was like, oh, I wanted to do so many things. But you know what? Just enjoy it. Just see it.
Appetite. A little bit of an appetite.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So is this your first year then in administration?
No. I've done it numerous years. In Austin ISD, I was a principal at Dawson Elementary, assistant principal at Pillow Elementary. Prior to that, I was also in Round Rock ISD, assistant principal at Anderson Elementary, Bergman Elementary, and Georgetown ISD. I was also assistant principal at Pearl Elementary. Okay. Just again, different varied experiences from different backgrounds at different school levels, but all those experiences brought me here.
Yeah. So talk a little bit, just briefly, because I want to make this more about the academy and less about you.
Yes.
But that transition from the public school environment. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the family here, and even walking in the door, we kind of felt it, you know. But talk about that transition from that public school environment to then a Catholic school here at St. Joseph's.
Oh, one huge thing that I go back with is the idea of teaching the whole child. If in any education setting, I always say, hey, we're here to teach the whole child. It wasn't until I got here that actually made sense. Mm. because you have the academic, the emotional, the social aspect of it. Mm-hmm. But here you have the spiritual aspect of it, which is something that before it wasn't really considered. I could address it if a student brought up a situation where, you know, spirituality was something on their mind, but I couldn't, like, bring it up. Here, right. It's every day. It's a walk of life. It's more visible than it was there. And so that's one thing that I noticed. That's the big difference between public and private, because the expectations that you want as far as your child going to a school is still there. Those high expectations, you want quality education, you want them to learn at the fullest and be safe, right? But here you have the aspect too of, okay, the spirituality part, which it's an extension of what we do at home, you know? So that's something that I really cherish.
Yeah, that's what awesome.
What a great relationship, great marriage there with your faith and the work. That's just a blessing to go to each day, huh?
Yes, it is. And that's the thing that I'm really blessed that everything worked out this way, because I didn't know it was coming this way. It just happened. And a lot of things have happened along the way that I really appreciate of that. It did.
It's almost like somebody has a plan for you.
I think so. That there's a plan. Yeah, you're right. I think so.
Thank you for following his will.
Yeah, exactly.
And Father Tim, you started down the road of a little bit of the history of the school and the parish. And can you kind of give us like the summary of the Reader's Digest version, I guess?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, and I think you'll see this in many of our parish schools across the country. We were founded in the 50s, and by the 60s, we had our church building, the current church that we're in. Mm-hmm. Father Weber built that in 1960, and by the late 60s, we had over 400 students.
Wow.
Now, we know after Vatican II, things shifted. A lot of things shifted, and a lot of our school enrollments shifted and declined. And then since then, I think a lot of Catholic schools have been on an up and a downhill kind of journey from year to year. Mm-hmm. So We have a great community here, and so I've enjoyed coming into a new situation and seeing how the community has worked to rebuild enrollment, to rebuild the educational model, to embrace the classical model, which a lot of that has to do with just how we communicate in the classroom, adaptation of the pedagogy, how we teach and how we interact with each other, as well as curriculum adjustments. But more than that, it's still the same community.
Right.
So
right.
St. Joseph has been St. Joseph for the entire time. That's and awesome. That I look at that as the school as being, it's an important element that helps constitutive element of this community is the school. I've probably mentioned this before as we've talked, but every 6 months I'll do a funeral for somebody who had moved here in the 50s or the 60s or the 70s, and then they've had multi-generational children go through the school.
Oh, wow.
And now those children are tending to the burial of their parents, our funeral for them, our final farewell to them. And they may have grandchildren that may or may not be here. They may be in other parts of the country, but there's a living memory of who we are. And if you talk to some of our choir members or older parishioners who've lived here, they grew up here in Killeen, and they've been here for 60 years or longer. They went to the school as well, and they can point out this building used to be over here. You remember when the new school building was built and that type of thing.
Good memories. Yeah. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
You have that legacy that exists here, and the people really recognize that and are here. Mm-hmm. That's great.
That's got to be a little bit of an honor to be part of that legacy, as Robin said, you know, and a little bit of I hesitate to use the word burden, but something that I'm sure you both kind of have to keep cognizant of, that there is a legacy here, and there is these memories that our families have produced, and that's got to shape kind of the way forward to a degree.
Mm-hmm. Well, I look at that as it's that question, what has God up to? What has he been up to? What does he continue to be up to? So to me, it's not a burden. It's just a fact.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
This is part of who we are. And and as God reveals who we are to ourselves, then we can see how we find the path forward. I think there are a lot of movements within the Catholic world today, and we can learn from one another in those movements. Certainly the movement to the classical model is a movement, but I think the most important thing is we understand our story. Mm-hmm. And we're the beneficiary of six, now seven decades of history. A lot of our parishes in Austin are younger. So we have a story to draw upon. We have a living memory to draw upon. And I think the challenge in that is to always be present while honoring the history and the memories.
Love that.
I think it's a both and type of thing.
That's great.
I agree, because that's the thing that I thought of when I first started the position. You're just honoring that and making sure that if any changes were to come, you know, what's the why behind it, making sure that we are honoring anything that we need to move forward. Because one of the things, like Father Tim just mentioned, is that just honoring an establishment that had been there for a while now and making sure that we stick to that too as well.
Great. Mm-hmm. Well, Father, you talked a little bit how enrollment waxes and wanes, you know, through the year. So what does our current status look like right now, Mr. Pertica?
Sure. Let me give you some data. We're currently at 143 students. You know, we're a small student-to-teacher ratio, about 15-1. We do offer some financial assistance for families, and we're offered at the last look count was about 7% of our families received that. We do have
70%.
And we offer 7 sports for any extracurriculars that go from there. And then we do offer a before and after school program for to help with that as well when it comes to extended care.
Okay. What about any kind of the fine arts? Don't you have a band and program and a choir and things like that as well?
Yes.
I say with Father Tim on the campus, how could you not have a choir and a band?
Right.
I agree. So, yes, every year at Festival, we have a performance for our families, which includes our choir and our band, and we showcase what they've been learning at that moment. And so that's something that we are very much excited to continue going and continue having as part of what we do here at St. Joseph Catholic Academy.
Great. So you have those wonderful extracurricular activities, and Father touched on the classical method, and we've talked about that on our show, quite extensively, I guess, over the last few weeks. But can you kind of talk to us a little more about the curriculum here?
Yeah. One of the things that I mentioned to parents when they ask about it, and I just put it to them as, it's this, thinking about your thinking and having students understand that, okay, it's beyond just like what question or tell me more about this. It's actually applying it and actually going forward. So in order to have a student understand that and develop the system to where it's okay to have someone else share something differently, but also to have that discussion. Because I remember back in November, we had a professional development about Socratic questioning and actually our seminar. And so that allowed for staff to see, okay, so when we do have students talk amongst themselves about a particular subject, then have them, again, think about their thinking and share what they have. And so that way they know that it's what we do as we get older. But then we're talking about, like, you know, from kindergarten on up, because we're a pre-K to 8th campus, so all the way on up to where whenever they leave St. Joseph Catholic Academy, is they're beyond prepared for the next level.
And it's nice. Pre-K 3 or pre-K 4?
Pre-K 3 to 8th grade.
Pre-K 3 to 8th.
Wonderful.
143 students. Mm-hmm. I'm no mathematician, but that's a pretty good ratio, small class size.
Yeah, 15-1.
Yeah,
15-1.
Yeah.
And right now, enrollment's open. So if people are thinking about, hey, I want to come look at St. Joseph's Academy, come, please. We'll schedule a tour and, you know, I'll be available. Ms. Gonzalez will help line up the tour and we'll make sure to answer any questions. And just come see for yourself all the good things that we have going on here.
Yeah. Folks, if you're just now tuning in, this is Tom McNew again on School Spirit. And today we are with Father Tim Knoll and Mr. Carlos Partida, who is the pastor and principal here at St. Joseph's, respectfully. This is our deep dive into the Catholic Academy here in Killeen. And again, as Mr. Partida said, if you'd like to know more, if you're in the Killeen area, you're looking for a place for your kids, your grandkids, I cannot recommend St. Joseph's enough. And if you missed the first part of this interview and you want to catch it again, of course, we'll rebroadcast this on Sunday at 12:30. I'm sorry, 12 o'clock. Sunday at 12 o'clock. So we do our initial broadcast on Friday, and then we rebroadcast it on Sunday every day. So we were talking, and you mentioned, Mr. Partida, a little bit about this classical education. And we were talking a couple weeks ago to Mrs. Poe and Mrs. Laster at the diocese, and actually it was Mrs. Laster who made the comment that really what we have here, at least in the diocese, is Catholic classical education. And I love that phraseology. And I told her if she wanted to patent it, that I would be behind that. But anyway, but I think that really we hear a lot about this classical education. And really, and you kind of hit on it a little bit, it's that Catholic identity. We're teaching the students how to think. Mm-hmm. We're teaching them how it applies and what it mm-hmm. means, what this piece of data, this mm-hmm. information means, and then where I take that with me. But as you mentioned, Father Tim, kind of in the context of a Catholic school and a Catholic environment, mm-hmm. and that can you talk a little bit how you've learned how that continues to shape and change and mold the students themselves.
Just that, I think you had said it earlier about the thinking, right? Going back to being able to allow themselves to make those questions that will help them better understand what we're going through at the moment. So our deacon, did you know we are the only school in the diocese that has a deacon on campus that teaches?
Is that right?
He teaches theology. He's the only one in the whole diocese of schools that we have a deacon on campus that teaches. So,
Deacon Jesse Guerra.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah,
there you go.
So, feather in the hat, right there.
a little plug for him. But I've heard him many times when he's having those discussions with them, where he's going further into the Bible about a particular subject, but then having him be able to pull stuff out from the students to where it's not just him talking, but having them talk mm-hmm. and having them articulate, and then him having him be the one to sit back while they are actually doing the learning and instructing and actually answering questions from it. So almost facilitating that. Yeah. And we're talking about middle school students. So mm-hmm. that in itself, gets them prepared for the next part in high school, with hopefully with them transitioning to Holy Trinity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you mentioned kind of the family atmosphere. Mm-hmm. How do you keep the family aware of what's going on here on the campus?
And involved.
And involved.
So we do a variety of things, from a weekly newsletter for the families that are already here, as far as like what's coming up ahead and what are some things to look forward to, for even for me to hold monthly coffee with the principals. At the end of the month, the last Tuesday of the month, I'm starting to send out information as far as like not going beyond just the parents here, but also too in the bulletins of like, you're welcome to come and hear what we have going on here at our campus. And definitely that's a way to build up the family atmosphere of like what's mm-hmm. going on. And also too, taking questions or suggestions, just something for the broader context of what we have going on here at St. Joseph Catholic Academy. If you need anything specific, of course we can set up an appointment and make myself available to answer those questions, but something general to where we can definitely come in and work together, and you know what's good for our families and moving forward. Yeah. Not only that, making sure that again, the communication, whether it be email, through our Facebook, and I also host those coffees with the principal through Facebook Live. Okay. So if you can't come, then log on and definitely participate through there. And of course, you know, they're up. And so if you miss it, of course, you can access
archived.
Them.
Yeah,
access
that's
them
great.
Later on. That's awesome. But all of that being said, is just knowing too that, like what Father Tim said earlier, there are things that are established here, and we just want to honor those and keep moving forward. And that family atmosphere is something that I definitely want to continue on doing.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
So you talked about that, and perhaps I misunderstood this point, but you showcase mm-hmm. some of that thinking with the children's work, and people are able to come in and families are able to come in and view that. Is that my understanding?
Yes, we do a variety. I think one of the ways too, and I'm sure y'all saw it when y'all walked in with Keep It Digital, our partner over our campus, they provided some monitors and they take pictures of students' work. So once you walk in, you can see the student work, what you have them doing, and just a way to showcase what they're doing. So that's something that we are doing as far as when parents do come in and say they're coming in to get their child for an appointment, it's there. And also, too, students that when they walk by, they're, oh my gosh, that's me up there, that's me. So that's something that's very important, that you know, we want to celebrate what we're doing here. One of the things I have coming up, and hopefully by before the end of the school year, is having to sign out there in front, because one of the things is that I've noticed too as well is that we're here, do people know that we're here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just making sure that we're out there and making sure that, you know, we're visible, because like you said earlier, our numbers are great, but I do think it could be better as far as like getting bigger numbers moving forward, but at the same time honoring what we have here as far as that family atmosphere still moving forward with.
There's
it.
There's a careful balance mm-hmm. in there between yes. too many and
yes.
and not enough. What do you think is that sweet spot? Are you there now?
Well, no. We you know, we're sitting at 143 currently, and I think close to 200.
Okay,
we can start getting there, but obviously to where the rooms aren't overpacked,
yeah.
and then we're going to do a lottery of getting students in there, and of course that's a great thought moving forward, but we do want to honor what we have, but we're just not there yet as far as like, okay, we can get a little bit more, definitely mm-hmm. get more, and so
room for growth.
Yeah, room for growth is obviously the thing that we want to accomplish.
That's awesome. So let's talk a little bit here. We got about 5 minutes left. Let's talk about the things that are coming up here on the campus Ooh, this
yeah.
the for the rest of, because we got about two months left of the school year, is that right?
Mm-hmm. There,
end
yeah.
of March kind of
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, mid-May, you're done, huh?
We have extended the opportunity to participate here. Now, this is partly a parish conversation, but then it's a St. Joseph Catholic Academy conversation with our advancement office, and Mr. Carlos has been leading that up and working hard with our school board. So we have a program called Form the Future, mm-hmm. which is our annual appeal.
Oh.
I compare it to the Catholic Services Appeal, CSA. That's in the fall. We'll be doing this every year during Catholic Schools Week, where we offer anybody in the community, locally, in the area, or wherever they are, to consider helping our scholarships. Mm-hmm. And we were able to award over $90,000 wow. in scholarships for students this year. So that money, whether it's pledged as a monthly contribution or an annual gift, goes directly to help our families.
Oh, so thank you and to all who participated
yeah,
in that.
I'm very wow. grateful for that. And we have a goal, I believe, of $125,000 this year, and we're probably closing in close to $50,000 at this point.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we're still growing that commitment there. And then I'll let Carlos talk about the events that come up, and some of them
yeah.
tie into the,
yeah.
the advancement arm of things.
One big event that's coming up on May 10th is our casino night. It'll be from 6 to 10 here at our pack for our parish academic center. So that way, this is how you can get involved, and whether it be by participating by coming by and actually purchasing some tickets to come in and be part of it, that would be great. And if you want to be a sponsor in any way, then please reach out, because the information that we have is definitely on our Facebook page, mm-hmm. and we've posted within our family one and also to our public one. So please reach out to there and then get more information as far as that. And also, too, I want to make
I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt you. That's what day again is as a casino night?
May 10th. It's
Saturday,
a Saturday
May
10th. From
okay.
6 to 10.
Okay.
And
here on the campus.
Here on the campus okay. at our PAC. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, I do want to give a shout out to our soccer team. They won the past night, and actually they're coming up as far as events coming up. They have a game on Monday, March 24th, on Thursday, March 27th, on Tuesday, April 1st,
wow.
and on Thursday, April 3rd. These are all home games, by the way, so they're
oh,
easy
wow.
to come, and we're literally here on campus, and you can support our team, and they've worked really
That's
hard.
Awesome.
And so I want to plug that in, because they just – I see them at practice, and they work very hard to get where they're at. And they're our aspiring athletes as far as, like, well, they want to get better each and every single time, and they have been. So
that's good.
I definitely want to say that again. Monday, March 24th, Thursday, March 27th, Tuesday, April 1st, Thursday, April 3rd. And these are all the home games.
Okay.
There's more after that, but I want to start there with the home games, because they're here, and it's easy to sit here and cheer them on.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. So how can people find out more about the school? The website or Facebook page, you mentioned that?
Facebook page, and definitely that's something that has a lot of good information of what's coming ahead. The website itself, it has current information, but I would definitely go to the Facebook to get more things that are coming as of right now.
Right.
The website itself, it just has information about enrollment. Don't forget, we have open enrollment. So please, if you're considering enrolling into a especially a Catholic education, then consider us
yeah.
if you're in the area. And then we can definitely work with you when the time comes. But definitely our website at sjc-academy.org. That's our main website. And, of course, our Facebook page for our St. Joseph Catholic Academy. And then that's where you can get most of the information.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful. Well, thank you very much for both of you for taking some time out of your busy days. I know we're kind of in the middle of a school day, and hopefully we won't catch too much of the background movement. I want to echo what Mr. Partita said about the school here, and our listeners will have heard me say this many, many times, and I will continue to say it probably until they put me in a box. But I think supporting our Catholic schools, whether you have a child, grandchild, niece, nephew, grandniece, godchild, whatever, I think as Catholics, we all have a responsibility of supporting our Catholic schools. Whether we have any direct involvement in them or not, I think it's important. If we're going to maintain our Catholic identity as a church and as a community, then we have a responsibility of ensuring that our children know what that means. And I think that, yeah, they're going to get some of that on, at Sunday at Mass. But that's an hour and 15 minutes, hour and 20 minutes if Father Tim runs a little bit long. But the rest of that time, mom and dad need some help. And I think that's where the great thing that our Catholic schools bring to the table. So we got about a minute left here. Any closing comments or thoughts from either one of you?
Father?
Tom? Robin, it's been good to be back. Good to be back talking about the schools in the area and the opportunities. So thank you.
Yeah, we're so glad.
Thank you so much for doing this. We really appreciate it.
We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Father, would you leave us with a blessing, please?
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, you always give us good gifts. Premier among them is our salvation, to be grafted into the family of God through our baptism. Thank you for the stewardship opportunities you give us in our families. You call us to be families of faith, families that live faith at home, that wrestle with faith at home. Thank you that we have the opportunity to extend that into our parish schools, our regional Catholic schools, and into our world. Help us to continue to form our families according to your goodwill. And we ask, Holy Family of Nazareth,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Thanks, folks, for tuning in to this week's episode of School Spirit. We appreciate it. We got a little special show for you next week about one of our seniors over at Holy Trinity High School. You know what? That's all I'm going to say. If you want to find out more, you got to tune in next week. God bless everybody, and remember to put on the armor of God.